Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz.
Hello.
Hey.
So you're back in Atlanta?
I am. I'm actually doing the show from my aunt's house. She got, I picked her up from the hospital yesterday. So she's been in the hospital for a week.
Wow.
And I'm not sure. I'm assuming they thought she was okay enough, but you know, like her mobility is not the best. And, you know, she's been basically in a hotel in a hospital room where everything's kind of close by. And so I spent the night here last night. Thing is, I'm supposed to drive to Florida today.
What?
I ended up picking up a delivery job, basically, for one of Anna's clients. With her t-shirt stuff. This is one of her longtime clients who does also does her own embroidery and does apparel for. She has a huge client who does a big conference every year, and she provides a lot of. She's one of many vendors, but her stuff is pretty good. She maintains a lot of that particular organization's stuff. It's a big show for her. And I think last year it was in California, and she had to ship stuff, right? Because she's based here in Georgia like we are. She had to ship stuff, and I guess whoever she used, different, whether it was UPS or FedEx or whatever, they lost some of the shipment, like some of the goods, or they were
– Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't arrive on time. I think she eventually got it back, so it's still merchandise. I think she could still resell, but it wasn't there. So
this year, horrible.
Yeah, well, you know how things have been recently with just like, oh, we don't have any of this stuff. Sorry, you know, you need a refrigerator, but we're back ordered for 6 months or whatever. So she's they do the convention every year, and so she was it's in Florida, in South Florida. And I don't know how we ended up talking about it, but I'm like, oh, yeah, we should just drive it down. that kind of like, we'll just, toss it in a car and go. She's like, well, it's a lot of stuff. I said, well, we'll just rent a cargo van. So I ended up, she's like, well, is that something that you do? I said, and this is interesting because when someone said, was that something you can do? I'm like, well, I could do it, It's like, yeah, I could do it. So we talked about it. And so this has been, I don't know, like maybe a month in the making where she's like, well, no. And even up until last week, she's like, well, is this a go? I said, it's a go. If you still need me to go, like I can get the van. Anna said she can go with me, but she's going to be working still. She still has, she can work remotely, but, I could definitely use her help because it's a lot of, it's like,
for one person,
like,
oh my God.
Like the t-shirt boxes and stuff like that. This is a lot
of
goods that she's, so we're going to fill up a cargo van with, it's not t-shirt boxes, it's, but they're big boxes. They'll have all kinds of stuff in there, like, towels and stuff that you'd find at a convention. But so I'm picking up the van today. We're going to load it up and then we're going to head out and we'll probably stop off, somewhere tonight, either South Georgia or North Florida, and then have it delivered tomorrow sometime at the hotel.
Oh my God.
Drop it off and then drive up and visit, hopefully get to visit Anna's kids, at least one of them.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, that's the incentive is like, well,
sure.
Yeah, I can do that. And if there's incentive for Anna to do it too, obviously that's a big incentive. But now this, my aunt is She ended up going. Wow. She went to the hospital, and she's doing better. But obviously the difference is at the hospital. No one wants to be in the hospital, but then when you're back here, you don't have that attention, you know, a steady, routine of people coming in and checking in on you and meals being served and cleaning up after you and all that stuff. So I knew over the weekend, because when I finally got home I went to visit her, you know, it's scary to be in the hospital, and it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, it's not fun at all. And especially if you feel like you're alone and no one's really there to hang out with you or at least to check in on you. So we've had people come, you know, we have relatives, but it's not the easiest. And all of her siblings are about her age, you know, so they're elderly. And probably don't want to be in the hospital either, to be honest. Like, let's not visit too many people. But it's just been something that because I knew this trip was planned. It's like a trip. It's a business trip. It's work.
No, this is work.
And,
good job.
And I'm like, well, you know, so I started sort of putting feelers out with our relatives, because I'm like, look, her housemates, her cousins are returning today. Apparently, I didn't think they were returning today.
Oh, from the Philippines, right?
They're en route. Yeah, I don't know when they're gonna come, but you know, they'll be jet lagged, and so I guess it's a small grace there that at least someone will be here. But both Anna and I were like, well, what are we gonna do? But for the last couple of days, I've been just trying to see who's gonna be available to even just check in. You don't need to spend like all day here necessarily, but it's just to make sure she's okay. She gets fed. She has food here, but she's in no condition to just clean. You know, let me just hobble on over here and fry up some stuff.
Oh, this is sad.
So that's the sort of stuff that I'm looking at, and I'm like, well, I'm doing the best we can. You know, we're both Anna and I are.
Yeah. Don't put this all on you.
Right.
Don't put this all on you. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it. Yeah. Don't, please. And I really hope that this, and I don't think it will be, but I really hope for her that this isn't that gateway where it's some, like, you know, an incident happens or an ailment or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it goes into this rabbit hole of I'm not as self-reliant as I used to be, or I'm more fragile. You know, it doesn't have to be Auntie Lumpia. You can turn this around.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But for you, you're doing everything. You have a big family. You're obligated to help another family member, you know, which is your cousin. That's been established. It's a job, okay? And you guys have a massive family. But keep going. I just don't want you to put this on yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I've definitely been feeling very frustrated because I have been. I've been like, well, what does that mean? And you know, even Anna's like, well, maybe this is last night. You know, she's here at the house, and I had stepped away to pick up some medication from the pharmacy, and she's calling me. She's like, well, maybe I'll just, you know, do you think you could find someone else to go with you? I'm like, not literally the night before we're supposed to leave. Am I going to find someone who can do a turn and burn, so to speak, like drive down to Florida with me, drop the stuff off?
You guys have to be Thelma and Louise. No, it has to be the two of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how worried she was, too, about, like, you know, the scene, the situation. I'm like, we'll figure it out. But, you know, we're trying to do a lot of thinking, and I'm just like, I can't do it.
It's painful.
I've got to get my focus on this job. And then after, like, once we get back, which leads me also to saying that we might not do a show Thursday, because I might be driving back, or I might be just sleeping. Well, and I kind of don't want to leave it like, well, let's just see. I think we'll just call it and say no. We're not doing the show on Thursday.
We're not doing the show on Thursday. There we go. We're going to take Thursday off.
Because I have a tour Friday and a tour Saturday. So
No. We're not doing a show Thursday.
I'll be doing a lot of driving, and I think at some point I would just like to sleep.
Yes. I agree. Yeah, so no show Thursday. That's totally fine.
So that's what's been going on, and I know that there was a big, you know, new moon yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, it's crazy. Tuesday.
And I remember just really even Sunday, because I know that when I visited my aunt, I was already kind of on edge about the whole situation. And And all the similar feelings, you know, from past situations where things aren't very clear communication-wise, and I don't have access to really asking the right person. Or if I get that, like even with her, she's with an HMO with Kaiser, and they have a case manager of sorts, like, but it's not the same person like every day. Apparently, it's someone different. That doesn't make any sense to me. But
I know. Oh God.
And so when I make some of those phone calls, it goes to voicemail. You know, you can leave a message, but then you can't leave a message because guess what? The mailbox is full. So
yep. Oh, this is so deliberate to frustrate people. It really is.
So, you know, I was trying to get in touch with somebody who could shed some light on the health of my aunt, and, you know, is this the best move for her to just, well, let's just release her. She's okay. I'm like, is she?
They're gonna release her. Yeah.
You know, without understanding things at her place, like what if she did just live by herself? You know. So I just feel like those are, because right now she is kind of living by herself. She's on her own alone. And it definitely made me think about how our whole system and systems of doing things are just so backwards, they don't really do what in my mind we're supposed to be doing. And everyone just sort of goes along with it. I mean, there are a lot of just things that are in place that everyone just sort of does, and no one has questioned deep enough, or not enough of us have questioned enough as to why.
No, this is for the insurance companies. This is bringing me right back to my mother, who has lived alone, and we have a tiny family. We have a tiny family. Like, there's nobody in our family. Is there a social worker you can talk to?
I have no idea. I mean, Anna's been sort of handling that, because these were all questions that we were talking about when I brought my aunt back, and then, you know, Anna and Amy came over a little bit later, and I gotta take care of her medication. I gotta figure out where to pick that up, because usually
it's a nightmare. This is a full time job. This is a nightmare.
Fortunately, I have a cousin in law who is a pharmacist here.
Oh, thank goodness.
In Atlanta, and I just texted her, and I hate doing that, you know. Hey, but I was texting her to see, like, does where you work, you know, do they are you part of this? Are you part of this network for my aunt? Because we normally get her stuff at her Kaiser, at their pharmacy, which is not going to be open right now. And, you know, if she needs it tomorrow, I'm not going to have time to go tomorrow, you know, today to go. And I'd gone to like two other pharmacies, like CVS, and they were both like, well, we can fill it, but it won't be ready until tomorrow.
You have to pay for it. Right.
Be like crazy amount of money.
$200-$300 for medication.
So and it's like for 10 days, 10 days worth of pills, which is all she needed, I guess. And the thing is, when I picked up my aunt, I didn't talk to anybody necessarily about, like, so what does she need to do? because
no, they don't care.
Aunt Thelma's not going to remember all the stuff that needs to happen. And nor should she, honestly. I mean, she
they
needs
give
something.
You, just
I got paperwork. I got paperwork on. No, none of that. I got stuff on the medicine I'm supposed to pick up. Those are just things that, because I don't hang out in hospitals very often,
why should you? Yeah, so
right.
Why should you? It shouldn't make a difference whether you do or you don't. That no.
Right.
Sorry, no. No, this is how the system is skewed, and it's very where some illnesses can be treated immediately. Sometimes it's just dragged on for profit.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we don't go to the doctor unless absolutely necessary. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is why you and I are, but this is not your burden to shoulder. You're doing everything. And I just want you to lower those shoulders and take a breath.
Right.
Lower those shoulders. Lower the tension in your fingers. Okay. Let that go. Breathe. It's being handled.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just claim that right now. And the timing is so interesting because with this new moon and all of that, I even sent you, and listen, I understand you're so busy.
No,
with all this with your
I did.
Aunt.
I just saw it early this morning because I was awake. Yeah.
Yeah. I sent you this little situation on Instagram about just what a powerful day it was astrologically. So what I did is I just made this list of claiming specific feelings for myself and for relationships. So what I feel called to do right now is we're going to do like a call and response. So listeners, join in if you want to. I'm just going to read what I wrote down yesterday in the wake of this powerful time. It's not about the specific outcome of things or situations. And you know how we get hypervigilant, we get overly stimulated mentally, and we're working towards getting out of that and more into the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So let's use everything that's going on right now to set the intention of feeling as opposed to tangible facts and events. If we are going towards the feeling, then that means things will go into alignment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's okay with you, so for ourselves and in our relationships, I'm just going to read this. You're going to read it back. I claim the feeling of self-love.
I claim the feeling of self-love.
I claim feeling capable.
I claim feeling capable.
I claim feeling ownership.
I claim feeling ownership.
I claim feeling respect.
I claim feeling respect.
I claim feeling passion.
I claim feeling passion.
I claim feeling present.
I claim feeling present.
I claim feeling seen.
I claim feeling seen.
I claim feeling heard.
I claim feeling heard.
I claim feeling nurtured.
I claim feeling nurtured.
I claim feeling supported.
I claim feeling supported.
I claim feeling safe.
I claim feeling safe.
I claim feeling valued.
I claim feeling valued.
I claim feeling cared for.
I claim feeling cared for.
I claim feeling unity.
I claim feeling unity.
I claim feeling calm.
I claim feeling calm.
I claim feeling stable.
I claim feeling stable.
I claim feeling balanced.
I claim feeling balanced.
I claim feeling confident.
I claim feeling confident.
I claim feeling useful.
I claim feeling useful.
I claim feeling healthy.
I claim feeling healthy.
I claim feeling vibrant.
I claim feeling vibrant.
I claim feeling peace.
I claim feeling peace.
I claim feeling energized.
I claim feeling energized.
I claim feeling tranquil.
I claim feeling tranquil.
I claim feeling reborn.
I claim feeling reborn.
I claim feeling healed.
I claim feeling healed.
I claim feeling evolved.
I claim feeling evolved.
I claim feeling divine intelligence.
I claim feeling divine intelligence.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah, you're welcome. That's it. Claim the feeling and it's a, for both of us, it's an unconventional way to lead. Claiming the feeling first and then the action steps to support claiming those feelings. We always do it the other way around, and we hope the feeling is one that we can deal with, right? We always think
right.
of feeling the afterthought. I want to lead the feeling, and then the action steps, instead of dealing with or claiming a goal or a task or a chore, we always would lead with that, the obligation, the commitment. We diminish, we disappear in all of that. Well, I have to do this, right? So your well-being gets diminished. It gets pressurized. It gets constricted. You know, it's like you have to be in two places at the same time. You have to make sure your aunt's good and you have to be on the road. It doesn't feel
right.
good, right? So claiming feeling free, claiming feeling grounded and stabled, okay, and then the action step of, okay, well, I'm going to do this, 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 and knowing that it's in alignment, but you're leading with not the outcome, but claiming the feeling, because the action step might even shift in all of that, because there's,
right.
maybe there's another solution that you're not even aware of that can come in because you're claiming the feeling, and of course, poised to do whatever action step that needs to happen, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so we have to change it up in our own mind. But the timing, I think, is very interesting with, can you do this? Yeah, I can do this, right? You can
yeah.
do it. And it's because you want to do this. And if I recall from the last show, this is a revenue stream, right? This is
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this is a job, right? So hello, my whole thing is if there's a check attached to it, that's number one, because my family isn't good unless there's a check at the end of whatever it is that I'm doing. Right, that's taking
right.
care of yourself so you can take care of your people. Right, you got to take
right.
care of yourself so you can maintain being in your household. You can maintain hello, right? So
right,
big ass family. And it's not entirely up to you to come up with the solution.
Right.
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 And you're not abandoning anybody. You're doing the show from your aunt's house. I rest my case, Judge Judy. Rest
right.
my case. That's it. Leave with the feeling and see, and this is hard for us because we're not used to it, and see where that grace, where that breathing room could possibly take you. And I'd be curious, you know, not Thursday because we're not doing a show, but Tuesday coming up, the week from today, how this, it's shifting. I'm not saying it's going to shift. I'm saying it's shifting, right?
Right.
And doesn't that kind of line up? I'm going to pull it up so I can share it with our listeners. Doesn't it kind of line up with
the information that I sent you, you know, about how powerful the energies are, you know. It really is. I don't want to pull it up because I don't. I forgot the TikTok she's talking. Anyway. But yeah, let's put it this way. What was your takeaway? Because you saw it early this morning. What did you get from that?
I mean, I just listened to it, but it was early this morning, so I'm just like, all right, I couldn't tell you exactly what I took away from it.
No, that's not to be, yeah, but just the feeling. But here, I'll do something else.
I mean, anytime
else.
I hear anything about changes, I do feel relief.
Good.
That
okay, well, that's good.
That there is something shifting. I mean, even if in the change there's this uncomfortable, you know, transition period, it's a change, it's whatever, it's not going to be like, oh, it fit just perfectly, everything's perfect. It doesn't always go that way. But because it's because it is in transition, it means it's not just right there, is not where it's going to stop. It's
right.
Still in the process of. So
right.
Right.
So this
like,
is,
I
get it. So it's going into an 18 month karmic cycle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new evolutionary portal meant to help us work to look at this. Here it is right here. And this is from somebody else. This is from my friend Diana, to help us work to balance our desire for autonomy with the necessity that involves working together. That's exactly what's going on in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your autonomy, your freedom? But then the balance of work, new moon, asks us to harness any discord and channel it into hard work and achievement. Okay, so what are you doing? You're doing a job, right? So we can experience successful outcomes and proud achievements. We must use self-discipline, patience, and determination to channel the intense emotions that surface. And that's why, because so many this has been going on for years, so much has been going up to the surface, the surface, the surface. And that's why I didn't get into my list about what I want. I'm claiming feelings. I'm claiming the feelings that I'd like to experience, right? This is a fresh start and focus on new goals. Okay. Let's see what else. So here we go. Bear witness to the emotions bubble. Okay. Bear witness to the emotions bubbling beneath the surface, so that they may rise for clearing. That's why this feels so funky.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of old stuff is coming up. And I was very intentional all day yesterday about just being present and not letting anything lead me to a rabbit hole of feeling or repetition or anything else, but just really about being present and as content as I could be. So then during the first 3 days, so yesterday is day one, it's an opportunity to passionately, creatively visualize that which you want to accomplish as already done. Okay? So what is it that we want to accomplish as already done? Successfully doing this job, driving to Florida, knowing that your aunt is being looked after. So what are those feelings? Relief, right? Love, contentment, right? It's a powerful time to feel what you want deeply. And I think that's why I did that exercise where normally I would say, I want this, that, and the other. And that has now been refined to, it doesn't matter what it is. If I feel a certain way, I've accomplished it. Doesn't even matter. If the experience of what I'm feeling is these things that I'm claiming, who cares what the accomplishments are? The greater accomplishment is the feeling, right? Because for whose approval are we doing what we're doing, right? Then practicing patience and surrender, okay? So that's what we have to do. Patience and surrender is part of the process as the universe presents its unfolding in divine timing. And then this says, as the new moon triggers our emotions, as well as our need for safety and security, vow to find time to nurture. Let's see what else. We must be gentle with ourselves, wrap ourselves in our own warmth, and nourish ourselves first so that we may prioritize our soul's purpose and mission. Sit with your emotions. Let them guide you through your intuition and make the changes needed to support your energy, your power, and the life you are here to live. Right? So that's a lot more feeling-oriented than task-oriented. Because the task will be accomplished if your objective is to lead with the feeling. You know? But this is being handled. Answers will come in. Because they have to.
Yeah. We do have a hand raised, and I know it's our friend Jennifer. So
okay, let's do it.
And she's gonna want a card. Hey.
Yeah, I know. Of course. That goes with that.
Very predictable.
She's VIP. I know, she's a VIP. Of course. Hi, darling.
Hi. I listened to you in the archives, but it's not the same as being live.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thank you. How's it going?
Yeah, they make us go to work inside work now, which is fine. You know what? I actually get more done when I'm there. So.
Right.
But yesterday I went in, so I don't have to go in this morning. I put that thing in the chat about Cancer. There's a moon and sun in Cancer. Everybody I know has been feeling overwhelmed and irritated. So I'm thinking maybe that's why. But I like your practice of being able to feel more, because that's something I've been wondering about. I'm like, do I have have I become so separate from everything that I have no feelings anymore? I wonder about the feelings because I just can't get involved in everything. It's just too much. So,
no, get involved in how you feel for yourself. It doesn't mean other people have to be part of that, or you're being very selective, you know, like you, your children, your boyfriend. That could be more than enough. The people that you have to sort of interact with at your job, that's plenty. Even that can be almost too much. But I have to say, I saw some pictures of you and your son on Instagram, whatever you posted a while back.
Yeah.
And proud mom. Yeah, you guys look so great.
It was surprising. I would cry at his grad, because it was my last kid graduating, and he got all these awards and all these scholarships.
Nice.
And I'm so proud of him, but I didn't cry. I'm like, where are the emotions?
Well, probably you're just in so much shock that it's like, that's the last kid. Hello. You know what I mean? Hello. You've been a robot for like, you know, over 20 years or whatever. It's
right.
Been.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it is, too. We're not used to that as my youngest just turned 18, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. Oh, you know, I still have them at home, but there's a little layer of freedom. Like, okay, well, you're an adult now. Mommy can't save you, so figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a little layer, but you're still in that zombie because you're still back from changing diapers, you know? It's still still get up like you're going to feed the chickens because we're so used to, you know, this conditioning. It's conditioning. So it's not where the tears. It's like, whoa, I have just been conditioned for decades to make sure everybody's okay. And then we think about it. So now it's like we're flipping it. That's why I very intentionally did that practice with the feeling, because especially as, you know, moms and particularly single moms, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Or caregivers. Or caregivers.
Like everybody, caregivers, everybody, not just moms, but everybody that sort of has responsibilities and obligations. Yeah, so that's why. It's not like the tears or the emotions can go anywhere. You have to make sure you're making sure that everybody else is okay first. That's your default setting. You're not even aware of it. You know, that's all. But it will get there, and you have your life, which is great. You know, it's not like some people that become absolutely rattled because they're empty nesters. I'm like, I want to redo the nest, but I can't. Okay, because you're supposed to. I like to paint the nest and get new appliances, but I'm going to wait. Yeah. So that's, you know what I mean? So that's, give yourself a little breathing room, you know? But I have the database pulled up. Woo-hoo! So I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready when you are.
All right.
Miss Jen. All right, darling. Okay. All right. The number associated with this message is 109. And this really ties in with what we've been talking about with focusing on the feeling. And here's your message. Purity of intention and love stood from the heart as a meditation blossoms into allowing divine good and miraculous possibilities into life.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? I'm going to read it again. Purity of intention and love directed from the heart as a meditation blossoms into allowing divine good and miraculous possibilities into life. 109. I love this message that you picked, Jen. It's so perfect because that's exactly the intention of that feeling exercise. It's exactly the same thing.
It gave me chills. Yeah. Because
good.
It's about us allowing divine good. It's mm-hmm. there for us. But when we've got our guard mm-hmm. up because we don't want to feel overwhelmed, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you have to take it down because that's how you allow mm-hmm. in. So that's a good message.
That's a great message. Thank you for picking it. Yes, we've never read it before. And the number is 109.
Oh, we see that covers everything from the beginning to the end, and in the middle is also everything but nothing, right? 109.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that the word intention is there because that's usually what the one also represents, these ideas and then intentions. And in stating an intention, there's a direction to take. And that's all you need to get started. And that's what a one is. Mm-hmm. It's that spark. It's the initiation. It's like, okay, well, we'll just do it. Just do it. And then the nine gives you that well-rounded, almost reflective, evaluative, you know, type of feeling because you've already done the experience and now you're looking at perhaps where you started again from a different perspective because of everything that's happened between one and nine. And just the unfolding of the experiences. And so when you get to that nine, it is about looking at, where there's an ending, there's a new beginning, and it's at a different level. So even with a nine, you're looking at still moving forward and it's something new. But then also other people around you who may not be at the same level you are, whether they're deeper or they're just starting out, they can still view you in your journey and see what they can see, and you'll kind of gain whatever wisdom they can get from it, whether it's you're the unassuming role model or they're actually really asking you questions straight up, like, how did you do that? There's that need to share. And not that everyone has to get it, but and not even that that person who is at that nine level is wanting to be the guru, but this is also how this is showing me. This is how the universe does unfold, because where you have questions about any given situation, another person's probably been through something similar and can offer their perspective. So not necessarily the answers, but an answer. And mm-hmm. and in turn, you do the same thing. And that's the beauty of it, is that they're showing me that is one of the many ways in that we say we're all one, because you're going to experience it at some point. You just hadn't gotten around to you yet, or maybe you have already experienced it and you're just being able to share that with someone who's kind of going through it with hopefully, you know, fresh eyes, or just like, I had no clue. I didn't know that was what I was getting into. So there's nothing really new under the sun, but it can feel new or scary,
right.
Or exciting. And I think that's why that zero factors in the middle, because it is a big circle. And you just sometimes if you can take that moment, you can kind of check in and see where you are. Now, when you're in the beginning, you can suddenly feels like the beginning. But remember, it's a circle. There is no beginning and no end. So you just sort of step in there and it feels new to you, but it probably really isn't. But you have other people
right.
around you. And that's where you can take your cues from. They got through it. There's a good chance that I will too. Maybe not the same way. But there's hope there.
Right.
And then for people who maybe have felt like, oh, I've been around the block a few times, I've seen it all, but then sometimes something new will happen to them. And it's just enough to be like, oh, well, that is a little different. You know, somewhat maybe familiar, not completely off guard, but it feels different. And part of it's because of that wisdom and the experience that has been lived and earned comes into play. So then it's not with trepidation, but with a curiosity, which is a different type of adventure. So this is it's a beautiful message. Thank
it
you.
It really
for
is.
Thanking that. Yeah.
Thank you. And I went and saw that movie, The Sound of Freedom, with my boyfriend.
Oh.
And I cried during that. But he didn't. And I said to him, I said, how is it that you can cry at the season finale of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, but you don't cry? I didn't get it.
Wow. To each his own.
Wow.
Tomato, tomato.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yes,
that's
we're all different.
Funny. We're all different. That's what makes the world
yeah.
interesting, so they say. Allegedly,
right.
Word on the street. Oh, that
oh,
is funny.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, we love you. Yeah. Tell them, yeah. Have the wind go in the other direction, because the air is getting screwed up again this week.
It's actually
oh
not
God.
Too bad here, but
it, yeah, because
it's such a
because it's over here.
Weird.
Well, and it's me and my straw.
yeah,
but ever since the smoke started, my skin's been really itchy and icky, and it's
yeah.
like bumpy and yucky, and so I think it's much more than smoke, like, because to me what I'm feeling is like chemical, like a chemical reaction.
Oh my God. Ah. I know.
Yeah.
Too crazy. Ugh.
Well, good luck with your breathing. Just wear one of those.
Yeah,
thank
you.
What was that show with the big, huge mask that they wore? Is that Clockwork Orange? Wear one of those.
Okay. Ooh. I have them in all different colors. Thanks. But no, it's crazy, because it's like sometimes now we're wearing the mask outside, we take them off inside. Like, it's very confusing. You know, where
yeah,
it used to be the other way around. Yeah,
right.
But there's a nice smoggy tinge out the window. So there we go. Thank you, Canada. We love you. Okay. Thank you, Canada. But we love you, Jen. And
love you guys too.
So always happy to hear from you.
Thanks,
and
I'll
yes.
listen back on the chat.
Okay darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, she's so funny.
Oh my God. But yeah, I think that message really complements, you know, what we've been talking about. And mm-hmm. this is not for you to totally shoulder.
Yeah, when
there are answers.
When mm-hmm. I visited, picked up the medication from my cousin, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, you know, what's been happening? And so, you know, we had a little chat. She just gave me a big hug. She's like, you know, it'll figure itself out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, she basically said the same thing. You know, and I think like her birthday is like around the same time as yours. She's also that mm-hmm. cancer, you know, mom
yep.
type mm-hmm. figure. And so it was just really, she's always just really sweet. Oh, you know, she's been awesome. So it was just really nice to have someone just like, yeah, you know, we'll listen. And, you know, obviously she's working too. It's not like she was going to offer, like, I have, you know, a spare, you know, 10 minutes, which to come by, but it's definitely one where we all feel the family as a whole it would be great to have. I feel like it would be great to have someone to take some type of leadership. I mean, you know, in the family dynamics with when it comes to stuff in the Philippines, because my dad is the oldest son, the oldest male, they tend to like defer to him,
mm-hmm.
even though mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't live in the Philippines. And but that's
mm-hmm.
sort of how that works out. And I
mm-hmm.
and I see that it's not. I don't know if my dad is usually the one who will say something if, you know, if it has to do with the whole family and that's the sort of stuff he's called on. But it's like no one's really calling the shots here. And to be fair, I mean, it is, you know, these are all grown-ups. And
mm-hmm.
there has to be obviously a level of ownership. This is one of the things we
mm-hmm.
talked about, ownership of what's going on
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
the ability to ask. So I know that that's definitely a pattern that I've seen in the last few days. It's like, well, I'll just take it on because I know how I would want to
mm-hmm.
be treated. But then it's like, well, it's
mm-hmm.
not me. And I can't,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it all.
No, you can't. And that's what this is. Look at the timing.
Yeah.
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 The timing is really showing you, okay, how can we shift into a different feeling place that is more aligned for you.
Right.
That's the perspective to explore.
Right.
Yeah. And that will create space for, you know, an unexpected or less complicated solution
mm-hmm.
to enter. When are you guys supposed to get on the road today?
Well, I'm going to pick up the rental van, the cargo van. I'll pick it up around noon. And then sometime in the afternoon, because we still have to load up the van with all the merchandise. So
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we'll leave probably around 3 or 4 and we'll
mm-hmm.
drive for a few hours. I have reservations in Gainesville, Florida
mm-hmm.
for a room. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's near, I say wow because that's near where Michael Singer has his headquarters. It's right outside of Gainesville, Florida.
Ah.
That's so cool.
You need
cool.
me to
yeah.
do a drive-by? Hi, Michael Singer.
Oh, just send him, like, say thank you. Thank you for changing my life, Michael Singer. Like, for real. Oh, my God. That's crazy. It's like the temple of something that he founded. Yeah. Love him. That's cool.
Well, we have another hand raised, by the way, and it's within the last 10 minutes of the show.
Okay. Perfect.
And it's a 917 number as well. So,
uh-oh,
here we go. Here we go. You're right. Uh-oh.
I say, uh-oh,
hello.
917.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Good. Hello, 917.
Hi.
You called us, were you the one who called us before because there was this girl at the gym that you thought was cute? Was that you?
Yeah. You remember me. It's funny. And it was like last minute. I remember. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, see? What's your first name again?
Ashiel.
Ashiel, right?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. So what happens? Okay. I love it. So what happened with the person at the gym?
We actually, things are getting better slowly but surely, you know, in terms of we getting to know each other. I wasn't really expecting it, but so far so good, you know.
Okay, so you guys are talking.
Yeah, we're talking, and then, you know, just how was your weekend, all that kind of stuff, you know. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So far, just go with my intuition and let things happen instead of trying to make them happen. You know what I mean?
That's what we've been talking about this whole show. Follow the feeling. So how can we help you today, Ashiel?
Just today, my career, if I can get a little guidance, my career. I have my own business since January.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a little quiet lately. And my mind is starting getting ideas, trying to be creative. So I don't know what's coming up.
That's good. So while it's quiet, it's a good time to think about, interesting. You don't have to tell me what the business is or whatever, but is this something that's seasonal? Like, because I'm thinking about, like every 3 to 4 months, there could be something different that could happen to keep the business going or to introduce something new. Is that making sense?
Yeah,
every 3 or 4 months?
I'm getting that.
So, something for you to launch or introduce, you know, maybe like September or October. Does that make sense?
Something's going to pick up, yeah.
Because I don't know what that is. Right, because I have no idea what the business is. You don't have to tell us. So, and I would say that you trust in the flow of abundance. So even though it may not be like that, the floodgates are open, but even if it's just like a little bit of a stream, that's just telling you, like, it's not like you're seeing like, oh no, this business is failing and nobody wants this or whatever, but you're seeing, and this is normal, especially for this time of year, for a lot of businesses, that you're seeing that it's not, the floodgates aren't open, but there's still the flow of activity. So you just trust that, because you can't separate the ocean from the drop of water in the ocean. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything's cool. You said you started the business in January, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a new business? So usually, I mean, good for you, because usually you don't really see how things can pan out in a business for at least 3 years. So the fact that you just started, so that's another thing too. You got to think about not the drop of water, but the ocean.
Yeah.
And how it's infinite. And how you already know that you can take this time now. We're well into July. You know, August is around the corner. September will be here before you know it. And that's probably the time that you're going to think about introducing something new with your business. So you just got to trust that you have the capacity. And I don't think you're one to doubt yourself. I don't think you have that. I don't feel that you're an insecure person where it comes to your business. Now, I'm not talking about how you are with women. Hello. I'm not talking about you and women. But with the business. Mm-hmm. But with the business, you're very clear. It's no nonsense. You have a very no nonsense approach, and you're not a big bragger about, you're not a big talker. If anything, I feel that you kind of keep this, like, you kind of keep your poker face. You don't let too many people know about you. Like, you're protective about it, but more smart than protective. Does that make sense? That you're right? I get that about you.
Yeah.
Good, keep,
well, because in the past, you know, I used to tell people everything, and I realized a lot of people, even friends, did have my best interest at heart. So I've learned not to share some things, because sometimes it
can't give it all away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I learned the hard way, you know, even my best friends and all of that. So I was okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what they
always
get
felt,
mm-hmm.
felt like if you're my friend, you're doing well, I'm happy for you. But I realized it's not the case for everybody. So you just,
well, sometimes people sometimes, whether friends or family or whoever, or people who don't even know you, doing the work is to take advantage of others or to jump on the coattails of somebody else, which is so obnoxious because they think that's doing the work. Meanwhile, you know what it takes to do the work, right? You know what it takes for you to build your business slowly, intentionally, carefully, right? You know what it is to be very clear and to be very respectful. You are a very respectful person. And I think that's what women, okay, I don't know why I'm bringing up women, but I am, women appreciate that. And you are kind of different from kind of like the friend group or the social group. You know, like on the surface, you seem like, you know, you're like everybody else. But then once people get past the surface, they see that you are more sensitive. You are more thoughtful. You are more intentional. Sometimes people can take advantage of that. And I'm kind of feeling, and I don't know why I'm getting this, so you tell me, Ishiel, I'm kind of feeling that there is a man and a woman that I feel you got to be careful about trusting them. Why am I feeling that? I feel like it's a man and a woman. Why am I getting that?
I mean, because, you know, I know two people, but people just don't want me to see me succeed. I don't know why, but, you know.
Okay,
but
I'm not asking why, but I'm asking you very specifically. Don't sweep this under the rug. Don't do that because you tend to do that, and don't play with that. Hello?
Okay.
Let's take it back. When I say that there's a man and a woman that many may not have your best interest at heart, or they have a whatever, or they're not, mm-hmm. they're coming at you a certain way, is that making sense to you? Do you know who those people are?
Yep.
So why are you sweeping it under the rug? I'm going to call you out. You were trying to sweep that under. Yeah. No, pay it. Why? I'm not taking it personal, but for your best interest, why would I pick up on that? Don't sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
Protect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah.
So with other things too, that's kind of like a knee-jerk reaction for you to sweep it under the rug. Okay. So pay attention to that impulse because you're not really thinking things through. It's almost like you don't want to deal with it, so you're going to dismiss it. Please don't do that.
You know why? It was kind of difficult with family members, but, you know, I accepted it.
They're family members. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just because they're family members doesn't mean that they have immunity. Now, you might forgive them quicker than somebody who wasn't a family member. They might have a special, you know, VIP status. However, the universe and the energy doesn't know that they're family or not. I'm getting the energy that you got to watch out for this male and this female. Universe doesn't care if it's a family member or not.
Yeah.
So you might be quicker to forgive them or have compassion. But at the same time, you need to have compassion for yourself and to make sure that you or your business or whatever it is that I'm picking up isn't as vulnerable. You follow what I'm saying? Or to make it so easy for them to affect you. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. So so you're good with the love life, it seems. So keep going with that, which is great. You know that this is a good time to plan to introduce something seasonally for your business, September or October, and then just put up like protection, like a light of forgiveness. I forgive you because you guys don't know any better, but I am also going to fill myself with a golden light of protection and just offer, you know, love. But love for yourself first, you know, and you don't have to say anything to anybody. Just lead with the energy of grace, forgiveness, and protection for yourself and, you know, forgiveness for them because they're not as evolved as you are. I don't see them calling the show to talk to us. You know what I mean? They would never call a show like this because it's like, who are these crazy Miss Cleo people? Who are these crazy people? Right? Right? It's different. So you're a little more sensitive, a little more, you know, tuned in. Okay? So hopefully some of this helps. And, you know, feel free to give us a call back with an update because we're going to end the show now. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Yes. Hang in there. Okay. Yeah.
Right,
so, bye. So if any of you need to get a hold of us, you can send a message to loablends@gmail.com. And we'll be back on the air in a week. God only knows what could happen in a week from now. A week from today, which is next Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Safe on the road. Good luck. It's going to work out with your aunt.
Thank you.
Follow the feeling, Elisa. Love to you and Anna. Travel safe on the road. Please take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. Tell me something.